You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. All right, guys. It's the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. It's episode 111, August 12th, 2020. The year of the I believe that's the Chinese year that 2020 is. I'm not sure. I'll have to Google it. Hello, guys. I do not know how this is going to go. I'm not prepared. So are you telling me that all the other ones you were prepared? A little bit. I was prepared a little bit on some of the other ones. I feel less prepared because Oh my God, we had at the place I work / volunteer at, it's a plumbing issue. So the dishes, so like washing dishes, we couldn't drain water. I'm washing them by hand, right? So I had to haul water out the whole time I was working. The good news about that is I don't have to work out today. Because I done did that shit. The bad news is I had to go do that shit. And so I'm a tad exhausted. But I took a nap, so I'm slightly less exhausted. Enough to do this. But thanks for joining me. Let me get to it right now. I did have several people go because I made the comment about I'm not going to bore you with the details of how I proposed to my fiance last week. And then I had people go, well, I kind of want to know. Like it's some kind of big mystery. It really wasn't. See, here's the thing. I know some people deal with the proposal being a surprise and some like, oh, I'm going to do this weird, you know, the surprise is in the details and where it is. And, you know, they do a big, you know, flash mob thing, which Jesus Christ, that's excessive. You ever wonder how fucked up would it be if you spent all that money and all that investment and all that time to do a flash mob in order for you to propose to somebody, right? And then the marriage didn't work out. Man, that's like, that just, that sucks. Or the, you know, we broke off the engagement after the video went viral. Apparently, she got a lot of attention from the video and found somebody she was more interested in. I don't know if that's a thing. That just would suck. But here's what I did. Sorry, I'm a little scattered. I didn't do any kind of surprise like on how I did it. I just proposed to her like. We had a great day, and then it just was a great moment. And I was stressed the fuck out because I had the ring released a week. So I went ahead and so I proposed then. That wasn't the surprise. The surprise was she was expecting me to propose with her. She had a 14 karat gold ring with no diamond in it. It's like an older ring. And we ended up getting ordering a ruby. We found a ruby that because she wanted the ruby is a birthstone for key members of her family. She likes it better than a diamond, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I was basically going to, for practical reasons, mount the ruby on the old ring. And that was going to be her engagement ring. And because it was like a ring she's had. And I'm like, oh, so not for sentimental? This is no. She's like, no, this is for practical. You know, just so we don't do anything. So the surprise was I ended up, after kind of looking at it, getting appraised and, you know, well, let's get it repaired, cleaned up. How's it going to look with this? Fuck all that. I got a new ring in rose gold, which was her preferred gold. Also, it really accentuates the ruby and all this other shit. And it was a way better call because I had money she didn't know that I had. That was the surprise. The surprise was I had money that she didn't know I saved. Surprise! I'm good with money. I don't drink it away or do drugs anymore. Apparently, I can save now. That's the, yeah, that's the one thing. It's like, what's the benefits of being sober? You mean besides not being dead? Yeah. You can save money. Huh. So that was the thing, is that I faked her out. I did a fake. When I proposed with her ring that's got no stone in it. And she told me, she goes, I looked and I swear to God, I thought the ruby fell out. And she was like, oh no. And I was like, oh shit, this is not your ring. This is your ring. And they went, boom. And that ruled, because that ring was so much better. Yeah. So I did the fake out. And then I did a congratulations on your engagement video through that company Cameo from Michael Rapaport, because in my mind, what I mean, who better, you know, Samuel Jackson wasn't on there, but those are the two. Samuel Jackson and Michael Rapaport are the two people I want to hear congratulate using tons of expletives and also giving advice. I'm not going to play the whole thing. I am going to play the one little clip of it just real quick that he had advice for me. Here it is.
All right, so my little piece of advice is this, John. A happy wife, okay? Happy life. I'll say it again, you fuck. Happy wife, happy fucking life. People didn't just fucking come up with that because it sounds good. It's true. It's fucking true, okay?
Yeah, so there you go. Oh, yeah, so I nailed it. Which is good, because I was just a blank for so long trying to figure that out. But, I mean, that's what you want, right? You want to curse that. Here's some fucking advice. All right. So, anyway. Hope you guys are having a comparatively speaking, good week. Like, you know, compared to the week before or the few weeks before, not the year before. I'm just going to, I've just got a couple things I'll talk about, and we'll get out of here, and I'll keep it light, because once again, great week of news. I did want to bring up one thing that I saw in the news that, before I do that, incidentally, did the whitest thing I've ever done last week was I was making a sandwich on white bread, and I dropped the jar of mayonnaise and audibly gasped. I don't think I've ever done anything whiter than that. Now, the jar is plastic, so it was fine. Like, it's made to, you know, withstand the impact. But to actually watch it fall and go, I mean, I guess the only thing worse I could have done would have yelled, no, like that. But because it was, as it was falling, I couldn't remember if it was glass or not. I just was like, oh, fuck, it's going to make a mess and then waste all my mayonnaise that I must have on a sandwich because I'm gross. It's pretty good mayonnaise, though. Duke mayonnaise. I highly recommend it. They should be a sponsor. I'm going to make some emails. How weird would that be? Is Duke's Mayonnaise presents... Yes, I'm still sober. Eat more sandwiches. So there was one thing in the news that I did want to talk about. And it's... They've just been reports. Like, there's 150, as of today, there's 150 brands of hand sanitizer that are getting recalled or that people need to avoid. 150 off brands because they're using methanol and it's causing methanol poisoning. I'd go more into that, but I don't. I didn't Google it to really research it because honestly, I stopped using hand sanitizer. I just wash my hands, and it's, you know, especially after you found out that the whole COVID thing's not, is more like the airborne, like contact in the air, you know, talky shit, not the, you know, oh no, I touched that countertop where the sick person was spitting. Like, it's not a, you know, I gotta wipe down my packages. If you're still wiping down your packages, you don't have to do that, by the way. I don't know if you've been doing that since April, but probably don't have to do that. But that's not the thing that got me. The thing that got me about the hand sanitizer with the whole methanol poisoning, because that's the problem, is that instead of ethanol, instead of just using ethanol, they're using methanol to save money. Big shock there. We don't need any regulations, right? The market will regulate itself. But the big issue, although that's the big issue, is the recall of all the different, because 150 brands, that's a lot. There have been a report of 15 deaths of methanol poisoning in Arizona and New Mexico, specifically. But they found out the 15 deaths by drinking it. They were drinking hand sanitizer. And I know, I just pausing. I'm like, okay, so this, you know, why? Why would they do that? Good question. Let's flash back to 2012, into 2012, beginning of 2013. I have been spending 6 months total in the Travis County Correctional System. A month and a half of that was actually in county jail, but the rest of it was in the SMART program, which is a treatment program. And I used, let me say that again with quotations, a treatment program, jail light. They had cable. You watched a lot of TV and then you went to classes for a few hours. That was about it. Then you got to go outside for an hour and go, hey, do you want to play volleyball? I don't. So in the treatment center, there were a couple of guys who discovered that they could take the hand sanitizer that they had in the systems and take it, and it's a gel, right? They would add salt to it, which would then dissolve the gel and turn it into a liquid. And then they could drink it and it would get them really fucked up. It would also be salty and taste really, really bad. And we thought the couple of guys that did this were out of their goddamn minds. Just like, why the fuck would you do that? Well, obviously, it's because they're alcoholics. Although, here's the deal. They were stuck in this system where they had to be there for at least 5 months. And they were bored, and they really wanted to get fucked up. I'm not saying that it makes sense to do what they did, but it at least makes more sense that if you're locked up in a closet with six other guys, and you're bored out of your mind, and you just can't watch, you know, the reality TV anymore. And you're like, fuck, what else can I do? You know, obviously I'm not a reader. What can I do to distract myself? I'll drink hand sanitizer. It at least kind of makes sense in the situation. The guys were dirtbags. So like they weren't, you know, they're probably dead now, by the way. Just in general, living their life, more than likely, I don't think that they're with us. They were not great people. Doesn't matter. But that at least makes way more sense than this, because, you know, at first you read that and you go, holy shit, are these children? Did children get a hold of hand sanitizer? No, no. The ages were between 24 and 64 of all the deaths. These were adults. And all I got to say to this is, guys, listen to me. Listen, maybe don't drink hand sanitizer. All right? Maybe don't do that, because they sell alcohol and you're not in prison. Like, why? That's what really blows my fucking mind on the thing is, you know, I get it. You know, that's the whole, that's the funny thing is, like, CDC, it's like, we haven't determined why they drank it, because they were alcoholics. What do you mean, why? Why would anybody drink something that has alcohol in it when it's not meant for consumption? Because they're alcoholics and it's the only thing they had access to. But it's crazy. It's crazy because booze is plentiful and hand sanitizer is actually kind of hard to get. That's why we're in this situation, was there was such a shortage that they were rushing out, you know, quick money grab, and they cheapened on the ethanol and decided to use methanol, and then found out, oh wait, this is poisoning people. Maybe we should recall all this shit. But that's crazy to me that they're using stuff that's hard to get. It's just, it's bizarre. It's totally bizarre. Oh man, I just realized the AC's on. Sorry about that. Hang on for a second. Wow, like, sorry about that. Unbelievable that I completely forgot the AC was on. Because our AC in my apartment is just a beast. It's just a... Like, it's not, you know, you can tell that this is an older apartment complex. So, and I know you probably didn't notice, but goddamn it, I noticed. And that's all that matters when recording for quality, I guess. So, yeah, anyway, like I was saying, maybe don't drink hand sanitizer. It's not a good idea. You know, one thing I wanted to talk about that's not, like, let's pretend that that's the serious issue I wanted to bring up. Let's talk about something serious. People are drinking hand sanitizer, and it's killing a few of them. That's the thing. That's the number of people that died. That's not the number of people that drank hand sanitizer, because normally if you drink it, it's not good for you, but it's not going to kill you. Unless, I guess, it has methanol in it. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people drinking that shit, and that's, man, that sucks. Let me talk about something lighter than drinking hand sanitizer. Is the, I feel like we don't, like, in when we talk to each other, just as friends and stuff, we don't really share that something that we all have in common, which is that a lot of people, myself included, watch reaction videos on YouTube. Now, that's, I used to think it was strange that they existed. Like when I saw one a couple of years ago, I guess, when I saw that people were doing that, I'm like, why would anyone watch somebody watch something? But they're fucking huge. They're big. It's weird to me that, I mean, this is where we're at. So it's like, hey, do you think stand-up comedy's coming back? I don't know that it will in how we remember it. Because even when it was here, even pre-pandemic, you know, a lot of us doing comedy in front of, 20 to 50 people, if we're lucky, 50. You know, for like better shows, you're talking 75, 150 in a main room, you know, 300 if you're a big name working a week somewhere in a club, Let's say you're doing really well. You've got a bigger venue, maybe in front of 1,000, a couple thousand people. Look at you, big shot. Meanwhile, two twins, these two black dudes that are twins, listened, did a reaction video to them listening to Phil Collins In the Air tonight for the first time. And it's got over 3 million views. 3 million views. Because they had never heard the shit before, and because it was an authentic reaction. And that's the and that's the thing, is there's something, I don't know what it is. I don't know what's interesting about watching people react to certain things. For example, I used to watch people react, because I would watch Game of Thrones and be like, Jesus Christ, I'm the only one, I'm watching it by myself. Because my fiance girlfriend at the time didn't watch it. I would watch it and be like, holy fuck, that episode. And then I would go online and watch people watch it so that you could react off their faces. It's almost like it's like an empathy thing. It's like a dopamine hit of humanity, kind of a deal. So that people can feel like they connect to a person without having to talk to them. I think that's what makes reaction videos so popular, is that it's like, hey, I can relate to this person and I don't have to have a goddamn conversation with them, which I kind of understand. I'm like, I don't have to deal with all the bullshit. I can just watch somebody die laughing at that one part that made me die laughing and go, yes, see, yeah. This anonymous fuck on the internet gets it, just like me, you know? So it's weird. You know, that's the other thing about Game of Thrones. You know, they fucked up the dismount. But it, man, even in that last season, there was the one episode with the big attack, with the big moment of the whole season that involving the Night King and shit, you know, that everybody just lost their fucking mind. You should watch people lose their fucking mind. I've never seen anything on television make people freak out like it was a fucking sports game, like they were watching a basketball, NBA basketball finals or the Super Bowl. It was the same level. It was crazy. And that's, you know, and that's, and so it sucks that Game of Thrones is going to be like, thought of as like, ah, no, that kind of sucked there at the end. But yeah, but even in the last season, they still had moments with that kind of production value and that kind of, and all those things that just, you know, that I've never seen before. It's crazy. But that's the thing, is that reaction videos are, if done authentically, I think people can pick up, because there's a lot of people that are faking it now because they became so popular. So you got people who are watching things like overacting their reactions, thinking that that's going to get more viewers. And it's, so you can tell people are faking it. You can tell people like, you really aren't that surprised at that slight plot twist, you know, because outside of The Walking Dead and Game of Thrones, there aren't a whole lot of series where there's like surprise deaths of main characters and important characters and stuff to really freak people out. So people are trying to do the same kind of reactions, but with, you know, the good wife or whatever the fuck. And it's like, you know, like, oh my God, she didn't buy the bracelet. You know, it's just not, you can tell when people are faking it. It's kind of like the authenticity of audition shows like America's Got Talent, like, because there was a phone salesman, a cell phone salesman, Paul Potts, what was it, 13 years ago, 12 years, I don't remember how many years ago, and for Britain's Got Talent, who just looked like some schlub, and he turns out he could sing opera. You know, the thing was huge. But the thing about that is that after that, they've been trying to manufacture, especially in America, They've been trying to manufacture that moment, and it's just so fucking fake. The way they just sit there and go, you know, all right, you're going to go out there. Now pretend that you can't sing, that there's no way that this person's going to be good at singing, all right? Clearly you're crippled. No, I'm handy capable. All right, whatever. On screen, you're handy capable. Back here, you just can't walk. All right, so, you know, actually, I can walk pretty good. You're going to limp. Do you want the views? You limp. Nobody cares about your fucking progress, kid. Anyway, they do this thing and they really, really kind of work it up. And they go out and they're like, oh my God, we had no idea this person could sing. Ugh. And it's just some fake bullshit. Anyway. But yeah, I just wanted to admit out loud that, hey, I just like you guys, I too watch reaction videos. I watch, there's these couple of dudes, they're channels called like Frankenstein's Lab, and it's just these two pothead guys who just watch comedy clips, and it's great from my point of view being a comedian. So all the guys that they're watching, like for the first time, some of them, they're like, you know, it's like when black dudes discover Bill Burr for the first time, because they're so used to white comics not doing material that they can connect with at all. They're like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? Kind of shit where they just like, you know, guys that live in, you know, Harlem aren't going to, you know, get Seinfeld. They're like, what's the deal with shut the fuck up? Like, they're not going to get it. But, you know, but that's like super popular. I see it. If you see any kind of reaction videos to Bill Burr, people get like hundreds of thousands of views. It's crazy. It's like, why am I trying to create, you know, and you think about, oh, maybe one day I'll get back on stage and make 10 people laugh at an open mic. It's like, man, it's a different world. But I also like something called Blind Wave, which is like these geeky guys who not only do the reaction videos, but then they spend like half an hour dissecting the episode, like real nerdy shit. I don't recommend that to anybody, but I love it. And that brings up something that I saw. Oh my God. That this is another thing that I discovered just accidentally by watching some reaction videos. All right. There's a guy, the channel's name is Brandon Loves Movies. He just loves them, you guys. He loves them. Brandon Loves Movies. He does a reaction to movies and he's in his 20s. So he's doing reaction to movies he's never seen before, but it's movies that he probably should have. And I saw it because he was doing a reaction video to Pulp Fiction. And I'm like, really? You've never seen Pulp Fiction? And you're in your 20s. I realized that, you know, yeah, you were four or less when it came out. I get it. You know, it came out before you were born. I get it. But you're just now watching Pulp Fiction? So I decided to watch it because I'm like, I want to see what he reacts, you know, see. And the thing is that this guy, his reactions are him describing what he's seeing, when the YouTube video, he's got it edited to where it's showing what he's watching. So he doesn't have to describe it. He goes, oh, so they're in the car now. Yeah. Well, I don't know what that's about. Like, I'm just dumbfounded. I'm like, you love movies, but you don't understand them. That's the other thing, is that by watching people react to certain like TV shows and watching them react to movies, I realize there's a lot of people who watch stuff that don't know what the fuck is going on, and yet they keep watching. And you forget that, like, people don't. It really makes you feel smart. Like, even if you're not that smart. You know, I'm not smart a lot of the times, but man, do I feel smart watching Brandon, who loves movies, but he doesn't love understanding plot lines. You know, it's just, I don't, it's crazy. Watch one of them. Brandon Loves Movies. Watch one of them and go, this guy's a fucking moron. Like, No wonder why he's never seen that. And it's like, well, you know, I watched all the scary movies. I guess I'll watch, what is this we're watching? Saving Private Ryan. I guess I'll watch this. I've watched every movie Marlon Wayans has been in. I guess I'll get around to Academy Award winners. But he loves movies, you guys, just in general. In general. Oh, look at that. It's time for me to go. I rambled enough. Thank you guys for joining me. I appreciate it. I hope you are watching out for your health, building up your immune system, getting exercise, drinking lots of water, cut down on the sugar. Don't drink so much. You're sober. Please stay sober. If you're not sober, take it easy. Everybody stay sane. Look out for each other. And we'll see you next week. This has been Yes, I'm Still Sober. I'm John Raven. Later!